Listen, there's a great work to be done. As soon as you win this court battle, you must deliver this message. Take advantage of this opportunity and declare a powerful message to this world. He expects more of us. He believes we can do more. Who's going to stop Christ? Who's going to stop Christ from getting this work done?
This is Behind the Work.
Welcome to Behind the Work. I'm Grant Turgeon. We're broadcasting to you live today from the Herbert W. Armstrong College campus here in Edmond, Oklahoma. God's work is the only disseminator of true education in the entire world. Today's show will be all about true education. I had already been planning this since last week. But then over the weekend, I got a poem from a loyal listener all about false education. So I thought I would do my best to do this poem justice as I recite it today. Really just try to set this up with the effects, the devastating effects that false education has had on the world. And then after that, we will contrast this kind of false education with true education. We've obviously been hearing a lot lately about the cure being worse than the disease. When it comes to the coronavirus, this poem from a listener is titled "The Cure is Worst." The contraction of contradictions and spreading of viral fictions with misprints is the true disease. Not knowing the cure doesn't come from a vaccine, but on our knees. The world only concocts confusion for solutions. Deceived in compliance to believe the science, the consensus is only defiance of reliance on God's revelation. Pray for the day that the doctors will be the patients. The experts formed in task force are the masked perps to cause more hurt with no cure. Not knowing that forgiveness is the real cure. The false medical messiahs only stand to tempt and try us like Goliath. That'll fall and never rise up. Soon the lies will be buried like King Tut under deep mud. Scientific methods are better left twice dead, with credentials unread. The models are potholes divined by little rascals, empty and upside down like babies' bottles. The abstract solutions come out to be delusions that continue to spread sin. The infallibility they think only leaves a stink from the putrefying sores from the head to the feet. Blowing up the masses with poisoned gases that seep through medical KN95 masks, their reasoning is artificial and more dangerous than a crazy man with a pistol. The warning is to catch all up to date where we're at in this prophetic state, that they can be ready for their redemption date. Called out of season, to reason out of the Holy Scriptures, proving all things like a Berean to see the Father's picture. God's mind makes the paintbrush real fine, to decorate the canvas of his vision in each mind. Repentance is God's masterpiece. Turning from our evil way by the turn of every page makes us apt to teach, expanding the throne of David to the farthest reach. I think you can understand why that would be worth reading today. Again, that was sent in to me by a loyal listener to this show. Thanks a lot for sending that. As the late educator and theologian Herbert W. Armstrong talked about, the health of society and even the survival of civilization depends on the educational system. With this coronavirus panic, we can literally witness the effects of wrong teachings on actual literal physical health. We can talk about health when we're talking about figurative health of society, but also literal physical health here. What has false education done for us in this respect? Do the proposed solutions to this problem really make very much sense at all? All of our doctors, all of our leaders were educated in worldly educational institutions. But where has that gotten this world? False education is bringing us to the brink of annihilation. Those are rotten fruits. That is where we are because of false education. Yesterday, sophomores and seniors of Herbert W. Armstrong College graduated. For most of them, it's on to a new phase of life. They've been through either 2 or 4 years of true education at the only college of God on earth. But their education isn't stopping at graduation. They're going to be living a lifetime of true education. To talk more about that today will be the student body president of Herbert W. Armstrong College this past academic year, Brett Roberts. Now we're going to play a recording of his address at graduation yesterday.
Thank you, Mr. Turgeon, Mr. Chancellor, beloved faculty, special guests, and fellow students. It's an honor and a special privilege to be able to celebrate this day with you, a day when we recognize the consummation of 23 students from both the sophomore and senior classes, students who have dedicated years to learning in detail the way of give, who have exemplified the lifestyle of a new world through honesty, sincerity, resilience, dependability, loyalty, and faith. This college, Armstrong College, is unlike any other college in the world. Its focus is not on how to make a living, but on how to live. On how to live by every word of the Bible, how to live this way of give. The truth that is wrapped up in God's word is something we can take great advantage of after this training. England's late Prime Minister, Mr. Winston Churchill, had a comment that we should all remember as we commence into this next phase. He said, "Men occasionally stumble over the truth, but most of them pick themselves up and hurry off as if nothing had happened." Kind of like we did after finals. Just get a move on. But the truth, is something that is stable, concrete, firm, and immovable. Something that AC is centered around and founded on. It's a wonderful blessing that we've been able to follow in the footsteps of Mr. Herbert W. Armstrong, who was the founder of Ambassador College, which is the mother to Armstrong College. He was a truth seeker, a biblical truth seeker. He strove to live a full and abundant life. And he did this by seeking the truth, by applying it to our lives. He did this by applying what Christ said in John 8:32. In this passage, he was commenting on truth, and he said, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Graduates, if there's one thing I can leave you with today, it's that we can all become and continue to become biblical truth seekers. Our training here has been nothing short of exceptional. And as we commence into this new phase, as we walk across the stage, I'd like to remind you of just a few of the ways that we have developed the whole man, a few of the ways we have become well-rounded individuals through this program. We've been given more than just the inspiring Bible classes, which in and of itself are priceless. We've also been given many other far-ranging and impactful classes, such as music appreciation, business, communication training in both the written and spoken word, physical education, personal finance, international relations, home economic science, as well as our vibrant music program. And these are just the classes. In addition to our classes, we've been blessed to be able to receive numerous experiences, such as through the performing art series that are hosted in this auditorium, such as being able to engage in spokesman's clubs. We've also, many students here are foreign exchange students from other countries. We've been able to broaden our horizons culturally. We're able to serve the youth through SCP. We're able to serve the ministry through the ministerial conferences. We have been given both classroom instruction and experiences. And to go along with that, we've also been given on-the-job training. We've been able to juggle these three things, and through that, we've been able to just develop the whole man to an extent that is phenomenal, that is just a true blessing. And these are just some, just a fraction of what we've done here, of what we've been able to enjoy. This has been the promised land of opportunity, and we've been given more opportunities than we deserve. Our time here is laced with it. But in addition to that, it has also been defined by drinking in, by thinking on God's truth, by preparing not only for today and tomorrow, but for the world tomorrow, for God's kingdom. Ambassador College's motto, AC's mother college, was to recapture true values. And we are striving to live up to this mark. We happy few are aiming for this better future. And we've been given an immense amount here. But there's more to AC than just that, more than what meets the eye. In my freshman year, I learned this to a great extent. I came in and I was thrilled to be here. I was really touched. And I was impressed by how many students for such a seemingly small college were willing, were ambitious, were eager to set high goals and attain them. Specifically in relation to the Oklahoma City Marathon, I was so fueled by the energy in this college that I decided to go for that as well. I'm not a long distance runner, but I thought, wow, so many students are doing that. I want to be a part of it. And so I set out on that journey, and it encompasses the entire second semester of college if you're training in it, and it's a large undertaking. 26.2 miles is what you're endeavoring to overcome. And so as the months crept by, the day just grew larger and larger, and I thought, wow, how is this possible? The day finally came, and it was everything I hoped it wouldn't be. It was dark, cloudy, dreary. We were hoping for a positive, sun-filled day. I wore a trash bag the morning of to stay warm. And it wasn't what I planned for. And halfway through, at mile 13, I cramped. At this point, you're the farthest from the finish line. It's a giant circle, and I thought, well, I can't call anyone to come pick me up. I don't want to be that guy. So you had one option, and that was to endure, to finish. So that being said, I continued on, and I felt like that day, what I learned, what I was able to endure, is something that AC epitomizes in a large way, something we all learn while we're here. And that is, while I came a bit short from my time marker, I finished, and that was my goal. And that is something we all learn here, is how to endure to the end, how to build resiliency, finish through the race. And this is something we can apply personally, but also to our approach to the truth, to holding on to the truth, to seeking it and then holding it near and dear to us. And while we're not done today, we are crossing a major mile marker as we cross the stage, as we receive our diplomas and move into the next phase. And we would never have had the honor of running and coming so far in this race if it wasn't for coming through these numerous opportunities and occasions, if it wasn't for our coaches, for our instructors, our teachers, the faculty, the administration, and our dear parents. So on behalf of the graduating class of 2020, please join me in giving a round of applause to all of our trusted counselors. Friends, as we finish here today, though we are moving into a world that is in the shadow of COVID-19, we have an inspiring future, an inspiring education that we're able to latch onto. Graduates, we're the class of 2020. The world is in need of this vision more than ever. It is something that we have been given, something we are able to just hold near and dear to our heart. Our motto here at Armstrong College is education with vision. And as we cross this stage, it is our time to apply this more than ever, to hold on to it, to develop into the citizens, into the independent, strong, reliable, God-led thinkers we need to be. Our time is now. I've thoroughly enjoyed so many of the opportunities, so many of the memories I've been able to spend with the graduates from my class and the other classes under me, and it has been a true blessing. Seniors, our last beginning was when we came together at freshman reception and we dove into AC. Our next beginning is when we walk across the stage and enter into the life of graduation, of post-graduation. And this is something that we can just hold on to. Hold on to these truths, the truth that we've been given here. It's such a wonderful blessing to be given this education. So don't run away. Don't move on as if you had never come here. You haven't just stumbled across the truth. So hold on to it. And let the wise words from the renowned and brilliant English poet John Keats inspire you, who wrote, "Beauty is truth, truth beauty." Today we are finishing this chapter, but our journey is not complete. We are accomplished but not finished, tired but not done, focused but not crowned. Run, run hard, friends. Run and hold on to these beautiful truths. Run hard to finish.
That was Armstrong College student body president Brett Roberts speaking at graduation yesterday. I did ask his permission to play that on the radio just in case he might have hated that idea. Thankfully, he didn't. Just a wonderful speech there. And I think it did, just like I was trying to do at the beginning of this show, contrast God's way with the way of the world. This world is in big trouble. We can pretty much see that just by looking at the coronavirus panic worldwide. It took a disease that the stats continually prove is not as bad as was projected to virtually shut down the entire world. There's not a lot of sound-minded reasoning going on out there right now. They do need hopeful education. Education that only God's work can provide. They're desperate for it out there, even if they don't know it. As Brett Roberts also talked about there, this is a type of education that does form the foundation for the rest of our lives. He quoted John Keats, who said, "Beauty is truth, truth, beauty." Here in Edmond, on the college campus, living all over the place nearby, are more graduates now than the amount of students currently attending the college. This college has been open since 2001, and it has produced quite a few beautiful people in that time. People who know the truth, love the truth, live by the truth, put the truth at the foundation of their marriages and families, and help to build up strong congregations, not just here in Edmond, but all over the world where these graduates have gone to live after college ended. You don't have to even be a student at Ambassador College to receive this kind of education. Like I said, God's work puts it out there. You can go to the websites, you can read the literature and the publications, watch the TV programs, listen to the radio shows. All of this is godly education, true education. But it's not just spiritual knowledge. As Brett was saying in his speech yesterday, there are Bible classes at Armstrong College. God's work does teach the truth of the Bible. But it's not just a college for producing ministers for the Philadelphia Church of God. It's about being successful at life, being good at life. Not just a particular specified field of training, but being good at all parts of life. Yes, there is spiritual knowledge, but there's also a lot of physical knowledge that we must learn. There's good knowledge and there's evil knowledge. Some good knowledge is spiritual, some of it is physical. Some evil knowledge is spiritual and some is physical. It's not just all spiritual or all physical either way. Matthew 6, verse 33 brings that out. But seek you first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. The context there is speaking of physical things, providing for ourselves, enjoying material pleasures. God says if you put him first, everything else that you want will be added into your life. Notice it's not talking about eliminating physical things, material things. It's just emphasizing the right priority. That is certainly the case at Armstrong College here in Edmond, and also at our sister campus in Edstone, England. It's also true of Imperial Academy, our K through 12 school, which holds its graduation tomorrow. The Bible classes, the spiritual knowledge, the good spiritual knowledge, forms the foundation. But then there are a lot of other classes to build up the whole man, like we heard from that speech. God wants us to be successful. He wants us to live abundant lives. And he also provides all of the instruction we need to be able to do that. The Holy Bible, God's Word, is the foundation of all knowledge. Even the Bible is brief, considering all of the universe-shaking truth that's in there, all of the powerful topics being covered. You might think that there would be hundreds of volumes of the Bible, but it is quite a brief summary of all of the good knowledge we can take in this physical life. The Bible is the foundation. We build on top of that truth, but then there's so much more truth we also must learn if we are going to make a success of ourselves in every part of life. Mr. Armstrong wrote in The Missing Dimension in Sex, talking about the Bible, it is not the sum total of knowledge, it is the foundation, the true premise, the starting point, the concept that directs the approach to the acquisition of further knowledge. God intended for man to produce additional knowledge. He gave us the basis, the foundation, the premise, the concept, but he also provided us with eyes with which to observe, with hands and feet to explore and measure, with means to produce laboratories, test tubes, means of experimentation. He gave us awesome minds with which to think. God intended man to use observation, experimentation, and human reason. He supplied us with the basis, the foundation, the start in the right direction with the right concept. We have the right foundation. You own a copy of it. It's on your bookshelf. It's on your desk. The Holy Bible. That right foundation is just waiting for you to build upon it. Mr. Armstrong wrote in his autobiography about why God's College, at that time Ambassador College, today Armstrong College, is built on a liberal arts form of education, why it is not just a theological seminary. He said here, it had to be a different kind of college than any other. Why did it need to be a liberal arts college? Why not just a Bible college to educate people for the ministry? We had to educate them for other things. I wanted an educated ministry to be an educated ministry, not just Bible alone. I wanted them to have the things that are necessary for a well-educated person. This is a complete, well-rounded education made available at God's College, God's K-12 Academy, made available by this work in many other forms for anybody else who's not a student to take in. Life-changing, true education to help us build the right foundation and then go out and discover even more. Education does not stop when we graduate from high school or college. Plenty of you listeners may not have even had the chance to graduate from either of those, or at least not from one of those. Yet you know from your experience how much you keep on learning. As you challenge yourself, as you look to grow more and more every day, you learn so much. You receive more vision. Your understanding of the type of person you want to be becomes much more clear. We have a booklet available to you for free at thetrumpet.com titled Education with Vision, written by Mr. Stephen Fleury. You can learn so much about what true education is and how to pursue it. And it is so that we can experience the abundant life talked about in John 10, verse 10. Every type of good pleasure and luxury and enjoyment can be available to you if you work hard for it. If you have Christ-like humility, God looks to the man who is humble. Isaiah 66, verse 2. That means listening to counsel, hearing instruction from God, from his ministry, from our elders, from our parents. Yes, often from our friends and peers as well. Knowing that we don't know it all, so that we can end up knowing a lot more. True education never stops. It's a lifelong project. It's a project of becoming well-rounded in every area. We always keep on learning, keep on growing for this entire life. That's the type of truthful, hope-filled message that God's work presents. I'll end with a third and final poetry reference today from William Shakespeare. There is a tide in the affairs of men, which, taken at the flood, leads on to fortune. Omitted, all the voyage of their life is bound in shallows and in miseries. On such a full sea are we now afloat, and we must take the current when it serves or lose our ventures. Thanks so much for listening today. I'm Grant Turgeon. This has been Behind the Work.
You've been listening to Behind the Work. Email your thoughts to comments at kpcg.fm. Listen for a new episode each Monday at 11:30 a.m. Central Time.